It's an interesting conversation. We might come back to it. Isaac Smith is listening in Adelaide at the moment, the Brother. It's at 6:47 now in Adelaide. He's got up early to chat to us. I wonder who he thinks has more respect in the game, Irene van Dijk or Maria Tutaia. Isaac, good morning.
How are we going?
We're going well. Who's got more respect, Maria or Irene?
Oh, it'd have to be Tutaia, just because Whitey really pronounces her name that well.
I'm interested in the fact that Whitey's picked two New Zealand shooters as opposed to Australian shooters through this conversation about legacy and who's got the best skill set.
Because it would be unfair for me to put Sherelle into that conversation as one of the best long-range shooters in the history of the game. Because
why? She's the world's greatest.
Because it's too obvious. Of course you'd go with Sherelle McMahon over.
It's quite interesting when you're asking me pretty much the most respected netballer ever, Irene van Dijk. Like, it's a little bit hard to compare anyone to her, really.
Well, she'll forever be known and referred to on this program, please, Sherelle, as IVD. That's how we roll around here.
Now, doesn't sound great, actually, IVD.
That sounds like a disease, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Not ideal.
Irene,
Isaac.
Oh, my God, I hope Irene van Dijk never listens to this. Oh, my God.
She listens on the app.
This is terrible.
No.
I love Irene so much. I
we love IVD.
If she ever heard this.
Oh, we love IVD. There's nothing abusive here. This is all but respect for IVD. We can't get enough of her. Now, Isaac, what's happening over there with the Hawks at the moment? One from the last 10. How are we sitting in the mood morale stakes at the moment?
Oh, are we half? Oh, I didn't realise.
Well, I can tell you with that. I can tell you that information.
Nah, thanks for that reminder.
How's the mood?
Yeah, no, the mood's not too bad, mate. I think there's certainly been a little bit of change of direction, and we're seeing a lot of the younger guys get opportunities, and Clarko came out the other day and said it's not necessarily about wins and losses at the moment. It's about seeing improvement in areas, especially within players as well. And although it's been really disappointing that we haven't had... we've had one win while we've been in the hub, so obviously we haven't nailed the hub situation. We're starting to see some little wins, and we thought that we saw a few little wins on the weekend, albeit I haven't been out there for the last... 6 or 7 weeks, which has been disappointing.
Yes, yes. We prefer when you play, no doubt about that, just for conversation stakes. But it is nice to see a few little things bubbling along. And obviously Will Day has been the standout from in terms of young players getting a chance and grasping that. Who else has stood out to you on that conversation then?
Yeah, I think Will Day, he's obviously come in and he seems to be playing like a 5 or 6 year footballer at the moment. The other one that's really impressed me and he's been around a little bit, is Jack Scrimshaw. I think we're getting a lot of drive out of him, and he's probably been our best player over the last month. And then you're seeing other guys come in. James Cousins came in and played on the wing and on ball on the weekend, and I think he had 10 score involvements. Ollie Hanrahan's been rested, but he's one with a hell of a lot of talent. And we're just starting to see little wins all over the ground, which is nice to see. And yeah, you think the energy and morale would be down a bit, but I think because a lot of these younger guys are now getting opportunities, they're pretty excited to be pulling on the jumper. And you saw Damon Greaves on the weekend, a little back pocket, played really well. And credit to him, he's probably worked harder than anyone on the list to earn a game since I've been at the club. And it was exciting to see him play well on the weekend.
And Isaac, as you mentioned, you haven't been playing. What's the experience of being away from Melbourne, away from a lot of your support network, been like during that period of time for you? Because we all know how much you love getting out there and playing in particular. What has that been like for you?
We were actually talking yesterday, Sherelle, that even though everyone's away from their support networks and family and friends, especially in the family area in the hub, which I'm... lucky enough to be in now, that it's like a little Italian community at the moment. As we talk about that, my little daughter's trying to pull a PowerPoint cover off the wall. So, it's like a little Italian community, and everyone leaves their door open, and the kids all run in and out of the little apartments we've got. So, even though you're probably away from the things you know, people have adapted really well and people are really supporting each other, which is nice.
Can you just expand on the Italian community aspect of that. Are you meaning just the doors are open? What's going on there? Is there lots of pasta?
Well, I'm getting no delicious pappardelle, which is disappointing, but yeah, it's doors are open, music's on. There's a lot of Baby Shark being played, which is certainly not up my alley, but everyone else seems to enjoy it. And yeah, there's just kids running around everywhere. You stand on your balcony, you can hear someone playing a violin. Well, we don't have any violins here, but that concept.
are you gonna play again?
Hopefully, Whitey, not this year, but hopefully I'll play again.
So is that it? Are you? Because I mean, initially you were hoping you might have been, you know, back in 2 weeks, but with the way the season's gone, is that why you won't play again this year, or is it that the injury is worse than you first thought? What's the go?
Probably showed up a little more than we first thought. So initially we thought it was probably a 2 to 4 week injury, and then it's probably stretched out to a 6 to 7 week injury, which pretty much means the season. And with these condensed games, I think it'll end up being about 8 games of football or something.
Right, okay. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it just is what it is. Whitey, it's disappointing. You'd love to be running out there and helping the boys, especially at the moment with the way we're going. But football, everyone goes through little periods in their career where they've got injuries. And my attitude towards injuries has always been, it is what it is, accept it and get it right and then get back. There's not much you can do about it, really, but in saying that, it's been a great opportunity. I've been going to the guys and training and doing a fair bit of work with the guys that haven't been playing in the senior side, and really enjoyed the past month getting to work with them and the energy that they've been bringing to the hub. So that's been awesome.
I often ask this question for players that are out for an extended period that don't usually miss, and you're one of those. You've hardly missed any footy at all through your AFL career. Have you noticed anything different? Have you got a different view on things that perhaps you held a firm view on that you think, oh, now I'm out and watching my own team play, that it's different to what I thought?
Yeah, a little bit. Certainly when you sit back and watch the game and then you're involved heavily in training, you see things that you don't necessarily see as a player. And it's been a good opportunity to do a fair bit of coaching on the side as a player, and not only work with the younger guys, but certainly talk to a lot of the older guys about things as well. So probably nothing that I've had a firm view on that I've changed, but you certainly see things from a different light, and it gives you an opportunity to add value in another space.
What's Clarko like at the moment? There's some conversation around the way he's handling things post-game in the media perspective in the last couple of weeks. And is he deflecting? Is he just picking things up to not have to talk about his team? What's he like around the camp at the moment? Because he does seem to be a little bit different in press conferences at the minute, Isaac.
He's actually been really good around the camp half. I think you know Clarko well enough that he's not bad at the old press conference and suggesting things, but yeah, I think the hardest thing for a coach with press conferences is when they go into them. If you've won, you're usually up and about, and if you've lost, you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders, and sometimes you probably suggest things that don't necessarily come out with the right tone. But yeah, he's been really good around the hub. I think it's been difficult for a lot of our staff. They've been away from their families now for over 3 months, and they got kids back home and wives and husbands, and it's been a long extended period of time. So, yeah, I think our staff have done a great job and they're all doing the best they can.
Has footy changed? And obviously, you get a chance to watch it a bit further, a bit closer these days because you're not having to live it during the games. But has footy changed this year from what you've seen, just the way it's played and what successful teams are playing this year as opposed to perhaps previous seasons?
Yeah, I think it has a little bit, half. I think with the shortened games, and I'm not sure if it's been probably identified enough that the games are sort of half an hour shorter. You're nearly missing a quarter each week. And just looking at it, you see that centre bounces are so important. And if you can win centre clearances and you get the ball played in your half, that because of the shortened games, you're seeing games that teams are winning with nearly under 50 points. So yeah, if you can get scoreboard pressure early, then you're in the hunt. And even if you don't get scoreboard pressure early if you kick a couple of goals in the first quarter. It seems like if you don't kick another goal till the fourth quarter, that all you have to do is kick four or five and you're still a chance to win. So defensively, because the games aren't as long, teams are able to defend better for longer. And then a little bit of scoreboard pressure and you're in the hunt.
And how does those shortened quarters feel for you, Isaac, just as an athlete out there, knowing, or not even knowing, but have you got more run in you because they are shorter quarters?
Well, I think it's a bit like Irene Van Dijk playing out of the goal square, that now the goal semicircle. If the ball doesn't get down there a hell of a lot, Sherelle, it's hard to play well. But I found out that, especially as a winger, if the ball's on the opposite wing for 5 or 7 minutes of the quarter and then you go to the bench for 5 or 6 minutes of the quarter, you come back on, there's about 4 minutes left to impact the quarter. So, I found that players can certainly go missing for big chunks of quarters, albeit the quarters are shorter. But we probably don't see it like that as players or supporters, that you think a quarter's just a quarter and you're probably losing 7 to 10 minutes of a normal quarter. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year and where the game's at. But, yeah, I think I'm a fan of the longer game.
Are you? Yeah, because, I mean, it will be interesting to see which way they go, because obviously the different teams, depending on maybe even what stage they're at and their fitness levels and their understanding of the game, you can really craft those last few minutes of a quarter to have a real impact, can't you?
Yeah, I think we've seen that they call them red time goals, that in those last few minutes of a quarter that teams have been able to get massive plays that in turn affect the whole game. And I think teams that give up red time goals are usually the teams that are losing the game. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. I think with the shorter games, it's been a great opportunity to give greater flexibility to the game and the fixture, certainly. But it'll be... Sorry about that. Hyla just fell away from her toys and she wasn't happy about it.
Fair enough, too.
The toys have been thrown out of the cot. There's been a bit of that going on in this house.
I was going to say.
Yeah, but I think the shortened games certainly give greater flexibility, and it's certainly allowed the AFL to adapt and do different things, which I think's also been a positive for the game.
We saw, Isaac, a few of your popular assistant coaches be told during the week that they won't be going back to Hawthorn next year as a result of the soft cap reduction and the realities of the impact of coronavirus. What sort of impact has that had on the club and even on you specifically, with some of those coaches being there quite some time?
Oh, mate, especially... it's had a huge impact. I think probably initially when we all went into our initial lockdown and a lot of staff members got stood down, and the ones that have now been told that they're no longer required are the ones that were stood down. And certainly I've been there for 10 years and have a very strong relationship with a lot of them, and it's disappointing, but that's just the way of the world at the moment. I think we're going to lose a lot of good people out of footy, so... I hope that the AFL and the brains behind it all can commercialise a second-tier competition and make it a quality competition, because that'll provide a lot more jobs to people that were in footy that are now unfortunately not in footy. So hopefully there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and we see a second-tier competition where... has a great opportunity to develop players but also develop coaches before they probably enter the AFL ranks.
And I think that's a really good point, by the way. And do you worry that this is now the end of the era for this group? Obviously, there haven't been premierships for a couple of years now, but the older players, that it might be breaking up in a couple of weeks. Do you get a feeling about that?
Yeah, I guess you get a little bit of a sense about that, Whitey. We're not 100% sure what's going on. AFL hasn't announced what size the list sizes are going to be. I think there's still work to do on the salary cap next year. Soft caps come down to 7 or 8 million. So there's going to be a lot of change in football, and I'm sure we'll have list changes, but no one's really 100% sure at where that sits at the moment.
Are you expecting to be targeted from other clubs?
Yeah, I guess so. Half, I'm not 100% sure what's going on, but yeah, I don't know. We'll just wait and see. There hasn't been much talk about that stuff at the moment, and yeah, I think, especially as an older player that's over 30 at Hawthorn and what's happened this year, that yeah, we're all just sort of waiting to see what'll happen. And credit to our staff and that it's been such a busy year and they've got so much going on and there's so many decisions being made. And I think we just mentioned before about a lot of staff being stood down and they've had to do that over the last few weeks, that and I'm not saying players should be pushed to the side, but certainly I don't think the players have been the number one priority, which to me sits really well. I think you've got to look after the people at the club, especially when everything like this has happened this year. So we'll get to the players at some point.
Who's going to line up this week for the Hawks? Any new blood? The Bulldogs on Sunday. James Warple's obviously out with that shoulder injury. Who are we going to see in the new colours for the first time? Anyone?
I've got no idea, Half. It's the first time since we've been in the hub that we had 2 days off.
Right.
So we actually haven't talked any footy, and we caught up as a group and had a bit of a catch-up the other night, Monday night, which was nice. I don't think we've had two consecutive days off since we've left Melbourne. So we go back into footy today, and I'm guessing we'll sort of nut that out and see where it all fits. I don't know if it'll be a like-for-like or if we'll sort of bring a defender or a midfielder, defender or a forward into the side. So, yeah, I'm not really sure where all that sits at the moment.
Where are you, Isaac?
Tanunda.
You're in Queensland or Adelaide at the moment?
No, the AFL's been based out of Queensland this year, Sherelle, and I haven't been fortunate enough to make it up to the sunny state yet.
No, you haven't.
We're in the Barossa. It's beautiful. It's beautiful here. They've treated us really well.
So when the team, obviously, they played, though, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't the team playing on the Gold Coast against the Saints?
Yeah, so the team flew up to play.
And then you stayed. Right, okay.
Yeah, I stayed in the Barossa, which was actually quite nice. Since we've been in the hub, I don't think I've spent any time away from the side. So my wife and I just sort of locked ourselves in our apartment and enjoyed a quiet weekend.
Good for you.
Okay, that's nice.
Good for you. That's a nice thing to do in a busy year. And it's been a tough year for the Hawks. It's Sunday. It is a chance to get back on the winning wagon against the Bulldogs. Won't be easy, of course. Sunday, 3:35, check your local guides at the Adelaide Oval. So a home game for the Hawks at the Adelaide Oval this week. You won't see Isaac Smith out there, but he'll be sitting in the stand somewhere punching in the air when they kick lots of goals. Isaac, nice to chat. Look after Isla for us, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, and I'm looking forward to hear the continuation of this netball debate.
Me too. Me We're too. IVD and Maria Tutayer.
Well, I just think Sherelle should be out in front of those two, and it's not really competition in the end.
Oh, no, we're very clear on that.
Exactly.
We're very clear on that. She's the world's greatest ever netballer, is what we say around here.
Oh, getting worse.
Hey, guys, enjoy.
Be good, mate. Go get them.
Thanks, Isaac.
Isaac Smith is from the Hawks. 24-8. We'll get to a break and come back and just digest a bit of